Welcome back, family. It is Tara Chantel, where we teach others to fall madly in love with themselves unapologetically, authentically, while still focusing on the spiritual evolution to this life. Today, I come to bust a bubble. Simply remind you that is no such thing as a soulmate. It's shocking. I know. Hollywood been lying to us. They been lying. Talking about we gotta wait for our soulmate to come into this life in order to start living. Let me just let you know, no one is going to make you or break you. No one is going to define you or be identified by this person. No one has control over you or possession over you. You are a creator. You have the ability to manipulate energy in this life. If something is not going the way you feel that it should go, guess what? Control your emotions and walk away. Move accordingly and make this life how you see fit for you. Most people are waiting for their soulmate, to have a best friend, to have a buddy for their soul in order to start living. God did not make most of us to be waiting for someone in order to start doing our calling. We all have a mission here. And if you don't know your assignment, you're gonna get all lost in the sauce and being manipulated by the programming system to try to tell you your worth. They will try to define your worth for you to look outside of yourself. So you can find someone that you think is gonna complete you when really, overall, they might just give you a headache because they're not whole and you're not whole. So now you are just entertaining their five-year-old child within them and the void that they have that they want you to fill. We all are filling voids if we're not whole, if we are continuing to search outside of ourselves for this type of completeness. It takes time when you have to sit with yourself, when you have to vibe out to your own energy. Because you're gonna realize once you align yourself spiritually, the right ones will collaborate with your soul. They will merge and in sync with you. And it's gonna be a give and take. It's gonna be a flow. It's gonna be a sway of a dance when each souls can collide. But when you are a whole individual, you lack nothing and need nothing from no one. And this is when you just are of service. When you don't come with your hand out, you're not coming to another soul to try to have possession, ownership, and try to control them and do for them to do what you want them to do. And if they don't do what you want them to do, then you might just love them less. And that's no fair. And that's no fair to operate in this life so dependent on other people to make you happy. That is draining. When we are waiting for others to make us happy, no one can make you happy. And it's no such thing as a soulmate. Yes, you can have many unique individuals, unique souls merge together as one. But this will only work if you first take care of your own soul, if you first spiritually connect with your inner being to realize, wow, I have married myself. I am my own soulmate. Now others will get along with you. Now you will get along with others better. Now you're not looking for others to define you or complete you. And you don't want to give me this, give me that. You are coming with an open mind, an open heart, and an open arms. And this is when you're able to receive love because you are vibrating from love. You're not vibrating from desperation because Hollywood tells you that your time clock is ticking. So you need to find somebody to shack up with, and now you're not going to be successful. Most of these programs are done by a patriarchy society because they don't want you to know how powerful you are. They want to take your power away from you so you can source your power from other people, from the media, from this music. But what if I tell you that the power is in your hands once you merge with your soul? Once you become your own soulmate for yourself. Now that you are operating from such a high frequency, you are only going to attract other people on that frequency. Your energy is extremely important. So we must protect it. We must protect our heart. We must protect our mind. And we must protect our aura. Our aura is the energy that radiates and that other people can feel. You know, that's why they have sage all up in here, because if the space ain't right, you can't think right. You can't operate in such a negative, toxic place and area. And most people have a toxic mind due to how they self-talk, due to how they speak to themselves, due to what they watch and intake and what they consume over and over again unconsciously. And once we are aware of these destructive habits, we will then look at things outside of ourselves and look at the bigger picture of this micro life that we are living. Now we out of the matrix. While everyone's searching for things outside of themselves to be completed, while they are checking off this checkbox of these made up rules and regulations that society has placed on us, you're gonna start to realize it was all a facade. It was all fake. I am my own soulmate. I am the most important person in my life. I am whole and I lack nothing. I love myself so much that I will never harm myself. I believe in me. Once you start speaking so highly of yourself, once you start believing that you can do what your heart tells you to do, you have to do what sets you on fire. You have to do what your intuition tells you that feels good to your heart and your soul. What makes your soul dance. Because once you partner up with your soul, you cannot lose. And you're going to have many great friendships, relationships, business partners, associates surrounded by you once you get your vibe right. But if you're waiting to live life, to find a soulmate, you are doing this wrong. You are doing this life extremely difficult. You are making things so much more difficult because the only thing we can control is how we react, how we respond, how we think, and our being, of our mind. You can't control for other people to like you or love you or marry you or want to be with you or live with you. You can try, but it's a lot of work that you have to put in. And I believe relationships should not be hard work. Hey, I don't know who's telling you lies, saying that relationships is hard. It should be hard. It's only hard when those two people have not took the time to partner up with their soul. When they have not took the time to become whole. Now they're half of a person, and now you half of a person. Now we come together and we one together. You have to be one by yourself, and you have to be one by yourself. And now we can come, we can collide, we can merge, we can sway, and we can flow. But I believe relationships should not be hard. I believe relationships should flow naturally. And the only way it should flow naturally is once you're in tune with yourself. Now you don't need anything from no one. You would like them to grow because that's the evolution that you're on. If you're not growing, you're Zion. And if you're not growing to the highest level of your calling in life, then that's when we can free each other and we can release. But once you get on this mindset shift of not having possession over anyone, when you get over this mindset shift of not trying to have any ownership on any soul, once you stop trying to look outside of yourself, once you stop trying to look for things to complete you or someone to complete you, and start believing in your soul, getting to know your soul, sitting with your soul, you will attract your tribe. And you're gonna have many people that merge and gets along with your soul. Now you're able to get along and develop intimate, spiritual, deep connections, because that is the truth of a soulmate, that we can have these type of deep intellectual conversations with unique souls that are on our frequency. You my soulmate, watching this, and that you're able to articulate and understand this level that we are operating from. It's a very high level once you realize that everything that the media and this romantic movies have been feeding us is garbage. The best bet to achieve, to truly be at peace, is trusting you, believing in you, and partnering up with your soul. So now you your own soulmate, and the right tribe will dig that, will relate to that. But if you're not whole, all you're gonna do is date other people that are empty. And now you have to truly drain yourself to try to lift them up. Only they can lift themselves up. And only the people who choose to wake up, choose to develop consciousness, will receive the blessings that God presents them. But if you're constantly trying to change others, you might as well just change yourself. You might as well work on yourself. You might as well get along with yourself. You might as well love on you and enjoy your own company. Enjoy this solitude to be in your thoughts, to unlock a whole nother dimension in your mind, to realize that you are complete, you are enough. You have to have the audacity to be your own soulmate, to walk with confidence and walk with your head up high and say, you know what? I'm a blessing. I'm a blessing. And I'm here to just teach other people the lesson. I appreciate you, family. It is Tara Chantel. Please hit the subscribe button, and we're gonna meet you at the top, baby.